This extract is taken from the novel The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. It is set in the 1920s, an era that is referred to as the Jazz Age, and it was after World War I when America experienced a great economic boom, and this had resulted in the decline of the American dream into decadence, and it was a period that was accompanied by extreme wealth and materialism. This extract is told from the perspective of our narrator, Nick, who speaks in first person. And prior to this extract, that was the first meeting between Gatsby and Nick. And Gatsby is the main character. And we learn about the great speculation that has been surrounding Gatsby's character. In this extract, the symbolism and description of the car, this reveals the very fast-paced life. And it contributes towards a major theme in the novel, which is the theme of appearance versus reality, which is accompanied by materialism. Okay, so I would firstly like to focus on the symbol of the car. Firstly, the car symbolizes Gatsby's lifestyle, okay, and this new identity he has created for himself. The diction used it describes this extravagant lifestyle, such as triumphant, rich, and bright. The car is also personified through words such as monstrous, and it mirrored a dozen suns. Now, I would like to focus on the word monstrous. This word has a negative connotation, and you would associate it with something that is destructive. So I say this foreshadows the events that are to come. And this is when Daisy knocks Myrtle, and therefore this results in Gatsby's fatal ending. The car also is also used to transport them between East Egg, West Egg, and the city. And the city could be regarded as Sin City, where all their morals and values are left behind. And then this therefore foreshadows the ending and contributes to the fast-paced life which the car is associated with. So therefore, the car creates the image of the car as is symbolic of the era, and it is personified. And I also think it acts as a metaphor for Daisy and Gatsby. I say this because Gatsby describes the car using the adjective pretty. Now, this is associated with a very feminine quality, and Gatsby's dream is obtaining Daisy. So, in a way, having this car is getting him closer to Daisy. But this also foreshadows the dangers of the American dream. I say it's also a metaphor for Daisy is because it shows her destructive, reckless, carefree characteristic, which re results in Gatsby's fatal ending. This is also a metaphor for Gatsby and this identity he has created. And once again, I say words such as rich, bright, and triumphant are words that describe his personality. Okay, so the line terraced with a labyrinth of windshields that mirrored a dozen suns. This image that is created. Now, the word labyrinth, this refers to something like a pattern that is complicated and irregular. So, a windshield is usually used to aid the driver and give them a sense of direction. But ironically, because of the irregular, complicated pattern, one could say that Gatsby's vision has been blurred. So, in a sense, he has been consumed in this world and in this lifestyle, which is obtaining this newly found American dream, which results in his fatal ending. Okay, so as I said, this passage focuses on the theme of appearance versus reality. So the car is associated with this appearance that Gatsby has created, this aura he has created. But in terms of reality, we see a different side to Gatsby because Nick describes the car with admiration, okay, with a sense of positivity. Yet he describes his Gatsby's actual personality with a bit of doubt and disappointment. So therefore, two contrasting images are created of Gatsby, which contributes towards the mystery of his character. So in terms of reality, we see that Gatsby is very reserved, he's very quiet, and this is the real Gatsby. And this is a contrasting image to the description of the car that has been created. The car is very over the top and ostentatious in comparison to Gatsby's personality. Furthermore, by focusing on Gatsby's speech, we see that he leaves his elegant sentences unfinished. This shows that Gatsby lacks the refinement and the social graces that comes with wealth. And furthermore, the term that he uses throughout the novel, which is old sport, the narrator Nick finds that very hard to place. So in a sense, this shows that Gatsby, although he had the money and the car, he did not fit this new identity that he created for himself. Okay. Now in terms of the theme, which is the hollowness of the upper class, we see this through the lines where Gatsby says, "I'll tell you God's truth." And this is where he supposedly reveals to Nick the truth of where he comes from. And it is ironic when he says, "I'll tell you God's truth," because this era was one associated with a period of excessive materialism where there was a loss or decay of morals and values. So it is very doubtful. It is very ironic when he says, "I'll tell you God's truth," because everything he says preceding this is a lie. Okay, because he claims that he was educated at Oxford, and his family was extremely wealthy, but in reality, he had come from a poverty-stricken background. And we see that Nick's tone changes to one of doubt and curiosity, because he notices that Gatsby hurries the phrases that he was educated at Oxford. And the words swallowed and choked, okay, shows that Gatsby is not telling the truth, and he lacks a bit of grace and class of which the car is associated with. So therefore, two contrasting images are created, one of the car and one of Gatsby's actual personality. So this once again contributes towards the theme of appearance versus reality. In terms of Gatsby, something that I associate with him is his theatrical quality. Because after he makes his statement, where in line 40, where we look at the simile, where he says, "I lived like a young Raja." So this we make a connection between him living like a Raja and the description of the car. And he gives this whole description of him collecting jewels and rubies and hunting a big game. So therefore, this over-the-top, exaggerated story contributes towards the theatricality of his personality and of this identity he has created. And I would say that when he says that he has collected jewels, chiefly rubies, I think this symbolizes him dabbling in illegal activities such as bootlegging, and that is how he obtained his wealth. So this shows that, so I think this foreshadows that Nick is going to find out what he has been involved in, because after this car ride, he's driving him into the city where he meets people like Wolfsheim, and he realizes that Gatsby has been involved in illegal activities. Okay, so not only do we learn about Gatsby, his character, and also Daisy and her very dangerous streak, but we also learn about the narrator, Nick. Because we see that when he describes Gatsby, when he describes Gatsby's car, which I believe is a description of Gatsby's lifestyle, he describes it with admiration. As he says, "He saw me looking with admiration at his car." So therefore, we see that Nick is in awe of Gatsby and he admires his lifestyle. And this is ironic because in the beginning of the novel, Nick makes it very clear that he, in a sense, disapproves of this lifestyle. And when he describes other characters, such as Tom and Daisy, he does it with a bit of cynicism, but yet he describes Gatsby in admiration. And just as he describes his car, this is exactly how he describes Gatsby's smile for the very first time when he meets him. So the car, as I said, acts as a metaphor for Daisy, that she's dangerous and her reckless behavior that foreshadows the events to come. And it acts as a metaphor for Gatsby and his elaborate, over-the-top, wealthy lifestyle. So the two contrasting images that are created of Gatsby contributes toward the mystery of his character, and Nick's fascination and fixation on Gatsby, as he describes his car, changes into a sense of doubt, okay, when Gatsby actually describes where he comes from. And this adds to the mysterious quality of Gatsby.
Finished?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. You mentioned old sport, and you said something about Nick finds it hard to place. What did you mean by that?
Okay. Okay, I believe that the term old sport, it's usually an English term of endearment. Okay, and this is a phrase that Gatsby uses throughout the novel, and one associates this term with Gatsby. And the very fact that Gatsby claims that he's educated at Oxford, okay, yet he hurries this phrase, I think this instills a sense of doubt within Nick, because he uses this term of endearment that is usually generally an English phrase. So he finds this very hard to place within Gatsby's over-the-top, ostentatious lifestyle. Okay. That is typically American.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Round about line 34. Nick says to Gatsby, what part of the Middle West?
Mm-hmm.
And Gatsby says San Francisco.
Yes.
I see. What do you think the implication of San Francisco might be?
Okay, so first of all, I think it's ironic that he says this, because San Francisco is not in the Middle West and he claims to be from there. So I think this once again shows that Gatsby has made up this. It's, as I said, it's like Gatsby has this theatrical quality to himself. So he's trying to put on the show for Nick, and I think he's trying to impress him to show that he comes from wealth.
Okay. At the end of the extract, Gatsby says, after that I lived like a Raja.
Yes.
And he goes on to say, for myself only and trying to forget something very sad that happened to me long ago. Why is the past so significant to Gatsby's present and future life?
Okay. Throughout the novel, I think time is a very important motif throughout. And we see that one of Gatsby's weaknesses is holding onto the past. And because he comes from a very poverty-stricken background where he worked as a janitor, he has created this new lifestyle for himself. And I think when he was obtaining this American dream, he can obtain it through Daisy. And I think Daisy was a part of his life in the past. So by holding onto the past, he's trying to relive the past in the present, and he wants Daisy to be a part of his future as well.
Okay. Would you agree or disagree that Gatsby is deliberately deceitful?